His wife says the family is encouraged and optimistic. An attending physician at the Capitol says his recovery after surgery has been uncomplicated and no further surgical intervention has been required. The condition of Democratic Senator Tim Johnson is the focus of the political world right now. He had emergency brain surgery last night. He was hospitalized yesterday after feeling ill. Johnson's party is set to take control of the Senate after winning a 51-49 majority in last month's election. Should his condition worsen, there's a possibility Republicans could end up in charge. NPR's David Wellnut reports from the Capitol.
Washington, D.C. was filled with dense fog this morning. It seemed an apt metaphor for the uncertainty hanging over Capitol Hill with Senator Johnson's sudden and alarming health crisis. Then, around mid-morning, a statement released by the Capitol's top physician seemed to roll back some of that uncertainty. Dr. John Isold said Johnson had been found to have bleeding on his brain caused by a congenital condition known as arteriovenous malformation. He was operated on successfully to drain and staunch the bleeding at George Washington University Hospital during the night. Isold said later that the senator was having an uncomplicated recovery, that he'd responded appropriately to voice and touch, and that he'd need no further surgery. The first lawmaker to speak about Johnson publicly here today was the incoming Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
We're proud to call him colleague, and we're hoping for the best for him and praying again, as I said, for a speedy recovery.
A short time later, incoming Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid arrived at the Capitol after having spent the morning and much of the night at the hospital with Johnson's family. At a news conference outside the Senate chamber, Reid had an upbeat assessment of Johnson.
I was in his room with him. He really looks good.
Reid added he was confident Johnson would fully recover, but when asked whether Johnson was alert or conscious, Reid demurred.
Whatever I say about his medical condition would not be enough for you, so I'm not going to talk about his medical condition. I saw him. He looked great. To me, looked very good, but I'm not going to get into
The big question hanging over the temporarily shuttered Senate is whether Johnson will have to be replaced. If that were the case, it would be South Dakota's Republican governor who'd choose that replacement to serve out the two remaining years in Johnson's term. Presumably, Governor Michael Round's choice would be a Republican, and that would transform an incoming 51-49 Democratic majority to a 50-50 Senate with Vice President Cheney as tiebreaker, and give Republicans control of the chamber. Asked today whether Johnson will indeed be able to serve in the Senate, Reid avoided answering directly, saying instead it's simply business as usual.
There isn't a thing that's changed. The Republicans selected their committees yesterday. We've completed ours. I'm a very busy schedule today going ahead and getting ready for the next year.
Indeed, should Senate President prevail, if Johnson's unable to show up for Senate sessions, he could still retain his seat and Democrats would retain a 50-49 voting edge over Republicans. If Johnson were to lose his seat, it would be either because of death or resignation, says Rutgers University congressional expert Ross Baker.
There certainly have been many instances in which senators have, for one reason or another, usually relating to health, been absent for long periods of time without the vacancy being filled. The most conspicuous recent case being that of Senator Carl Mundt, a Republican, interestingly enough, of South Dakota, another South Dakota case. And from 1969 to 1973, he didn't show up.
Still, Democrats continued to be anxious about not only Senator Johnson's health, but also their razor-slim majority. David Wellnut, NPR News, the Capitol.